I'm Rona Tarrant. President Trump has announced that Defence Secretary Jim Mattis will leave his job at the end of February, saying he will be retiring with distinction. The departure of Mattis had been anticipated since Trump announced he was withdrawing US troops from Syria, despite opposition from US allies and his own top military officials. Mattis said in his resignation letter he was stepping down so the president could have a defence secretary whose views align more closely with his own. US bishops have praised lawmakers after the Senate passed a criminal justice reform bill seeking to address concerns that the US locks up too many of its citizens. Bishop Frank DeWayne said the nation's criminal justice system is in need of reform and the First Step Act is a good start. He also said it was a model of bipartisan collaboration and good policymaking. The bill would overhaul the justice system by giving more discretion to judges during sentencing and by strengthening prisoner rehabilitation efforts. A New York State judge has denied Harvey Weinstein's bid to dismiss criminal charges that he sexually assaulted two women. Supreme Court Justice James Burke in Manhattan rejected Weinstein's argument that the case was tainted by police and prosecutorial misconduct. A lawyer for Weinstein told reporters outside the courthouse he was disappointed in the decision, but was confident his client would prevail at trial. Burke scheduled a pretrial hearing in the case for March 7th. The House of Representatives has passed a spending bill including money for the president's border wall to keep US agencies open until February. The measure now heads to the Senate where it's expected to fail, setting the stage for a partial government shutdown on Friday at midnight. Trump has said he refused to sign a short-term funding bill that did not include money for his US-Mexico wall. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit dailycatholicnews.org.